So if you had to guess, I don't even know if you have any ideas right now, what would the frequency you think be of this compared to EGFR mutations?
Oh, it's less. It looks
like half or
third, maybe a third.
Mm, wow.
A third. But it may be something that we can really offer to people that can help. And it's just, the nice thing about the ALK translocation, the EGFR mutation, is that they are genetic abnormalities. And so they're very easy to do on paraffin sections. You know, it's just genetic stuff is easy. Protein stuff is hard. And so you can just do these on the paraffin section. So there's no reason we shouldn't do it, even if it's only for 3%. It's a no-brainer, in my opinion.
We got a lot of sensitivity to the issue of quality control and tissue biomarkers and breast cancer. It's been, you know, just such a mess in terms of HER2 and ER. And when KRAS came out, you know, the first thing I was like, okay, wait a minute, who's going to do it? Are they going to know how to do it? But I heard the same thing that you just said, which is it's just totally different than doing IHC, for example.
And that's why I think HER2-FISH wound up winning the day in the end. It's just easier. There's less operator variability. It seems to me, I mean, I don't do it myself, but it seems that way. It's more of a black-white. It's like a yes-no. It's a binary thing. So it's IHC, which is like, oh, well, that's medium intensity, that's low intensity, that's high intensity, which is kind of a qualitative description.